Good morning, you're through to Leah at MMA Legal. How can I help?
Hello there, lovey. Can I just give you my reference number so I can come up a loudspeaker?
Hold on, sweetheart. I just need to really quickly let you know that the call is recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Perfect.
And are you able to confirm your date of birth on your postcode for me for data protection?
Yep, it's Helen Martin, and it's Delta Golf 3, 5 Hotel Yankee.
And your date of birth for me, please?
31st of the 10th, 1990.
Perfect. What reference number was it you were wanting to give to me, sweetie?
It's 100-100-370.
Perfect. Is there anything else I can help you with?
It was just to see, I was waiting, the last time I spoke to you was a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. and we were waiting on the last of, well, the information coming in, all the records coming in.
Yeah.
I was just wondering where we're kind of at the moment.
Just for an update, yeah?
Yeah.
Absolutely, no problem. So my name's Leah. I am actually the caseworker in the DSAR section of your case.
Yeah.
So I sent subject access requests to 8 institutions. Mm-hmm. So far, we are actually doing quite well. I have received an acknowledgement from Dumfries and Galloway Council.
Mm-hmm.
That means that they've acknowledged. They have got a month. However, they can also register for an extension, which can be up to 2 months extra. So mm-hmm. it is a pretty lengthy process because a lot of the time, obviously, with everyone claiming, mm-hmm. a lot of them will need them 2 months.
I'm hoping they should get back to you before it sooner, because that's already all just been pulled for the court case and the police in the last year.
Yes.
So hopefully they'll look at it and go, well, actually, we've already sent that. Let's refend. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. We've also received acknowledgement from Police Scotland, National Records.
I think they'll not got back to us.
The police can take up to 9 months to get back to us because of how many subject access requests they've been receiving.
Will it go to the officer that dealt with that?
Not necessarily. We contact the data protection, but they'll pass it on to whoever's relevant. It hasn't taken longer than a month as of right now for people's documents, mm-hmm. but it's very much dependent on how severe the cases are, where it could take that bit extra time. While I have you on the phone, am I able to get some more information from you just in case people require
it? Of course. Yeah,
no problem at all. Am I able to grab your parents' names if you know them?
Yep, it is Beverly. It's now Beverly Ramage. At the time, it would have been Beverly Young, maybe Fullerton.
Young, possibly Fullerton.
Yep, and that's A-R-T-O-N at the end.
Perfect. I will get that on the system.
And it's John A. Fullerton is my dad.
And the name that you were known by in care, was that Fullerton?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. Just a lot of the institutions require the name in care. Mm-hmm. Whether it's then
I've sent you my full birth certificate with my full name because it's quite long.
Yeah.
I would keep using my full name so we don't end up creating a mismatch.
Okay.
Turn around, this has just happened to me with Disclosure Scotland. That's why I'm saying
Have
it.
This.
Yeah, because on my provisional, they can't put all my names because it's that long.
Oh,
and I don't formally use them all.
Yeah.
So I don't, but when you're looking at stuff like this, you're best to go for that full name.
Definitely. Let me...
I sent that via WhatsApp.
Via WhatsApp. Absolutely perfect. I will update that our system so it has the full name through our system.
Yeah.
Yes, I've got it here. I've got it here, actually. I can see the... birth certificate, obviously I can see your full name there.
Mm-hmm.
It does say Beverly Mary Caparold Portillo Young.
Oh yeah,
your mum's full name.
That'll be my mum's full name, yeah.
No problem at all. I'm going to update my system as well, just to match this as well, so we can have every single detail on there.
Just again,
to avoid any confusion as well.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, we have sent off the subject access requests. They currently have until the 27th of June, and three of them have until the 8th of July to give us a formal response. That is the 1 month period.
Is there any of them in? I'm dying to read them if I'm honest.
I don't blame you. I think it's definitely something I would... No, we've got nothing in at the minute, but...
No problem.
Would you prefer an update the second we get at least one, so I can let you know we
have
started receiving them?
I would prefer just to read them on my own. I know, like, I've been offered support with these guys before, but, you know, some people just
Call wouldn't be for me to tell you what the information is. It's just to tell you we have received some information.
Oh, yeah, that's good, yeah.
And as well, when we do receive all of it, it'll be put together in a pack and sent out to you all together. Are you happy with
Perfect.
That to be the case?
Yep, that's yep. I'm happy with that.
No problem at all. So I will.
I do think there'll be a lot in the records that'll back up a lot of what I'm saying. I'm hoping the call that identifies the concern with the gentleman that's been charged
mm-hmm.
is there, because if that's there, then that really is your failure to act.
I think it would be definitely if it was mm-hmm. if it's on file as well.
I know it was hard for the police woman to find a lot of information. She said a lot of things turned up dead ends, but that can't really be held against me either.
Yeah, absolutely. The thing with
I don't actually know what she was in the terms. I don't know what she actually meant in terms of that either. Hopefully, you'll get Leanne Hamilton. We come back to you because Leanne she's a good officer. She got back to CICA quite quickly.
Was this a police officer that you spoke to?
This is the main one that dealt with the conviction and that.
And what was her name? Sorry, Leanne.
Leanne Hamilton.
Hamilton. Perfect. Yeah. I'm going to put that on the file as well.
See if you contact her directly. I guarantee you she will get back within a week. Leanne made a massive.
See if that's something we can do.
Leanne made a mistake with my claim, and obviously they forgot to say about the HIV risk.
Mm-hmm.
So, she has apologised profusely. I never took that any further, even though I could have.
Yeah.
So I think having that gone on in the past means that she'll come back very quickly to you.
Definitely. Well, what I've done is I've put down both of your parents' names in your system. I've also
mm-hmm.
added your full name as well. I've put that as a previous name because obviously you do go by, is it Helen Martin now?
Yeah.
So I've put it as a previous name, but that will correspond with any documentation sent out for subject access requests.
Mm-hmm.
I've also
Perfect.
Written down the name of the officer, Leanne Hamilton. I'll speak to my manager and see if there's a way we can go around with sending a subject access request directly to her as well.
Yeah, that's what the CICA did.
Is that the CICA, did you say?
Yeah, the Criminal Injuries Compensation Authority.
Perfect. Okay, I've popped that down as well.
Because they've already paid as well.
Yeah, no problem at all. So I will crack on with that and get that sorted and see what I can do with Leanne.
Perfect. Thank you very much, my dear. If you need anything, come back to me.
Absolutely. If you need anything and you do ring, I know obviously on your file it says you prefer to speak to female only. This number can be connected to males as well, but the second a male answers the phone, you can just say you want to be redirected to Leah.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know why it says that. I'm quite fine, to be honest.
Are you? I can remove it.
Yeah, you can remove it and I can just ask for you if that's all right, because I'll remember
Absolutely.
Your name.
Yeah, definitely. I'm more than happy to do that.
No problem. Thank you, my lovey.
Perfect. All right. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye, babe. Bye.
Bye.